At SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Israel attacking Iranian nuclear sites overnight, destroying number of facilities and killing three top generals and six nuclear scientists. More from BBC's Hugo Bachega.
Sirens sounded across Israel in the middle of the night as the defense minister, Israel Katz, said the country had carried out airstrikes on Iran. Iranian state television said loud explosions could be heard in the capital, Tehran, and footage posted online showed several plumes of smoke in the city. Restrictions on gatherings have been imposed across Israel amid expectations of a missile and drone strike. The attack follows days of speculation that Israel was planning to take action against Iran over its nuclear program, despite U.S. efforts to negotiate a deal.
A federal judge says President Trump illegally deployed the National Guard to help out with the Los Angeles riots.
In a temporary restraining order, the judge said the president must return control over National Guard troops to California Governor Gavin Newsom. The order said the deployment of the Guard was illegal, violated the 10th Amendment, and exceeded Donald Trump's statutory authority. According to the judge, the protests in Los Angeles fall far short of the rebellion cited by the president. The Justice Department immediately filed an appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are following through on DOGE work, passing $9.4 billion in spending cuts, including the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and foreign aid programs.
Republicans will continue to deliver real accountability and restore fiscal discipline. As has been said many times with this administration, President Trump's leadership, and here with Republicans in the House and the Senate, it's about promises made and promises kept, and we'll continue doing that.
And this is SRN News. Now, Franklin Graham heading back to the United Kingdom.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel at Royal Victoria Dock on Saturday, June 21st. He will be accompanied by Christian music stars, including Michael W. Smith and C.C. Winans. It's all part of Graham's international God Loves You tour, which is taking him to several foreign countries this year. His father, Billy, conducted the first international crusade of his career in London in 1954. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As transgender service members face a deadline to leave the armed forces, hundreds are taking the financial bonus to leave voluntarily. Active duty service members have until later today, Friday, to identify themselves and begin to leave the military voluntarily. The National Guard and Reserve have until July 7th. Officials say after that, the Pentagon will begin involuntary separations. This is SRN News. A chartered space flight for India, Poland, and Hungary's first astronauts delayed indefinitely.
It's because of leak concerns at the International Space Station. NASA wants to monitor the cabin pressure on the Russian side of the orbiting lab before accepting visitors. SpaceX was supposed to launch four private astronauts this week on a two-week space station mission. Bad weather and SpaceX rocket trouble delayed the flight. Then the space station leak issue cropped up. The Russian space agency has long been dealing with a cabin pressure leak at the station. John Scott reporting.
Well, popular online services around the world disrupted Thursday due to ongoing issues at Google Cloud. Tens of thousands of users of Spotify, Discord, and others noticed issues in the services earlier in the day. Many have been restored. More details at srnnews.com.